sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, and I'm here with Becky Ivins. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning, Mark. How are you today?
I'm doing very well.
Beautiful sunrise on the way in.
It was great, and we're talking about it's at that point that, though, when you're coming down Northwest Expressway or coming from north to south on Northwest Expressway, that sun level is just right at that eye level, but beautiful.
If you get here 10 minutes too late, you end up staring at that sun the whole way in. So we're pleased to have with us today.
We're here with Larry Robbins, our roofer, who just does with Robbins Roofing. I mean, for so many years, we love Larry, love having him on the show. This is a great show for you to call into and ask questions. You can call in at 405-840-1000, 405-840-1000. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. How is everybody?
You know, we're doing well.
Good.
Great holiday time, and we're back to work. We never really quit work, by the way. This, of all the years that I've sold real estate, this is our heaviest year of real estate in January. That's a lot.
I know I don't have the experience you have, but this feels different this year. I mean, there was no let up in speed or it's just been constant. And when the holidays ended, ramped even back faster.
I know. We really got like a half a day off, maybe a day off.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, we've had some challenges this year. And one of them is that big ice storm we had. Right?
Yes. Boy, that affected everyone.
Was that early November?
It was actually Halloween.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. Right around the end of October.
So, because I was thinking that, yeah. And boy, what a mess.
Oh, man, it's a nightmare for a roofing contractor because perfectly good roofs leak with ice. Mm-hmm. And so we spend a lot of time looking at a lot of roofs that really don't have a problem, but you have to go check it out. My neighbor even, I was on his roof yesterday, and no signs of any kind of pop nail or anything around a vent flashing. But the ice, what happens is it dams up, and as it starts melting, it runs backwards.
Well,
it doesn't make sense, but that's what happens.
Well, hydraulic pressure. Yeah. There you go, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or is it hydrostatic pressure? I think that might be more what it's supposed to be. But it does cause it to, water seeks the highest level, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It
goes against gravity, but
it doesn't. Well, but the way I always think about it is when a straw is in a drink, there's always that level of fluid in the straw is higher than it is in the drink itself. There's always, so it seeks a higher level.
It does.
Water
it really does.
Which does go against gravity.
Yeah.
And against the flow of everything. But that's one of the things we learned like in eighth grade, right?
So, Larry, on the roof, does the ice and snow affect the roof differently? For example,
I got you.
Is an ice storm worse on a roof than snow?
Typically, yes. But it depends on the type of snow. Like this last snow we had, piled 4 or 5 inches of snow on the roof.
Yeah.
And so that's going to create, depending on how long it takes it to melt, it can have the same effect as ice.
Wow. So, I hate to tell you this, but during this last snow, I was on a Sea-Doo down right off of the Florida Keys. So
I feel so sorry for
Thank you. I appreciate your compassion for me. Yeah.
I don't remember getting an invite.
I had to isolate. I was isolating myself off the coast.
Yeah, and he invited me to watch via Facebook.
That's true.
But the Oklahoma is in that area to where the warm Gulf waters meet the is it the high pressure, I think, that comes from the north, either high or low pressure. Must have missed that day of school. But anyway, we get the cold front coming down. So we're right on the line, which sparks a lot of storms and a lot of turbulent weather. So turbulent weather kind of plays havoc on our roofs, right?
Well, I hope that everybody's listening, and obviously none of us know the future. But in past history, this is, by the way, we are celebrating our 25th year as Oklahoma Roofing Contractor this year.
Oh, yay! So,
congratulations.
typically, when we have a very icy and snowy winter, you can look for a very, very active storm season in the spring. So just kind of keep that in mind.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So you better get your roof checked.
That's the thing is we're still, you'd mentioned how busy y'all are. This is the busiest November, December, January we've had in 25 years. I mean, we are still just going dawn to dark. And the thing is, things have changed in the whole entire process of insurance claims and the way things work. And so we've mentioned on the show many times before, if you in any way, shape, or form think that you might have any type of damage, have your roof checked. It doesn't cost you anything. It's better to be safe than sorry. And most insurance carriers are now, if you don't file that claim within 1 year of the date of loss, they have the right to deny you. And they're sticking to it.
Yeah, you have to be more immediate. You can't say, I'm going to sell my house, and then a buyer does a home inspection, and they say, well, man, that roof is beat up with hail. You can't see it from the ground, of course, but you can see it when you're on the roof.
Right.
And the hailstorm was 2.5 years ago.
Mm.
Well, that, according to the insurance policies, they've updated their policies as you go along. Every now and then you get in the mail a little very thin piece of paper, usually, that's part of your policy, where they've updated it.
And it's very small print.
And you need to read that or at least see what it references, because typically it's not to your favor. Yeah. Typically it's less coverage provided by the insurance company.
We hear all the time, well, I didn't know my deductible was 2%, or I didn't know my deductible was $8,000, or whatever it might be. So.
And it's not 2% of the price of your home. It's 2% of your policy amount, typically.
Right.
And your policy amount, you might be able to sell your home for $325, and your policy amount's $400 because it's a replacement cost.
Right.
So there's a lot to know about insurance. And you guys know insurance just because you work with it all the time.
Well, yeah, exactly. And like I said, regardless of who you're insured with, we're seeing all these different changes all the time. And so we're learning more every day. Just be proactive. Be proactive. Protect your home.
You guys still have time to go out and check people's roofs to be sure that they're okay?
Yeah, when there's not ice and snow on them.
Right. Well, we can't ask you to do that. And we don't want you wearing cleats up there.
No.
So, well, that would be a good thing. We're going to talk about several things today. One of them is what to look for to see if you've got ice damage from the ice storm, and defective shingles. If they're defective, what do you do, and how do you know they're defective? And we're going to talk about some of the different types of underlayment, some of the new codes that are out, and different types of shingles available nowadays.
Or not available.
or are not available.
So we'll talk about that and more when we come back on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We're here with Larry Robbins from Robbins Roofing, and we're talking all things roof. And boy, a lot of us are dealing with roof issues.
There's a lot of information about a roof we need to get out.
Yeah.
And Larry, you had a story that I'd like for you to tell the story about someone who had used a different roofing company for many years, right?
Well, actually, they... we had a pretty nice storm in the Edmond area last year, and one of the calls that we got was from a lady who listens to your show. Well, her and her husband had owned a roofing company for 25 years. Or no, I'm sorry, 35 years.
Oh.
And they actually used us to do their roof, which to me is the highest compliment when you have somebody who's been in the business for that many years and they trust you to do their work. Which, by the way, she'll probably be calling you to list her house as well.
Well, I hope so. I love to help people that have listened to the show and kind of know who we are as a team and how we operate.
Sure. Well, I had the opportunity to visit with her last week. We had a warranty issue, and so I went out and visited with her. And excuse me. We have a plan to get that taken care of, and she was just very appreciative of the service. And again, she's just another example of people who listen to your show that trust us to do their work. They trust your word based on, you know, your endorsement of us. And it means a lot to us to honor that.
Well,
and so
I must say that when my endorsement is based on a great deal of experience with you and your company, I know that I said something about, why don't you guys look up, just look it up under my name, because the address wasn't coming up for some reason. I said, well, just look it up under my name. And they go, we've got like well over 100 here with your name on them.
Probably more than that.
Yeah. And so, yes, we've had a lot of experience with your company. And, you know, I realize, just like realtors, Larry, you're not the only good company in town. We're not the only good real estate team in town. But I dare say there are none better.
Well,
we have a few equals, but we don't have anybody that I think is better. And same with you. I mean, I don't think there's a better roofing company out there.
Well, everybody has their own opinion, but I can promise you this. Our motto is that we strive for excellence in thought, word, and deed. And we operate with conviction. And so just as you do. And that's why we are a good fit. You know that if there is ever a case where there's an issue, that it's going to be taken care of from an integrity and a service standpoint. And, you know.
Well, talk to us about the warranty, like defective shingles.
Mm.
Okay? Because I know that we had one just this week.
Right. We're in the middle of working on that.
The home inspector came out and said, hey, the shingles are losing too many granules mm-hmm. on this.
Right.
And then, so we had you go look at it.
Sure.
And sadly, the company that put that on, nobody can find them, right?
That's exactly right.
Because they're
right.
Really not an Oklahoma company.
Yeah.
They might have been for a nanosecond when they put the roof on.
Yeah.
But a lot of people come hang their shingles here for a hot minute.
Unfortunately, a lot of companies that aren't from here, and I'm not saying it isn't everybody, but if they use the name Oklahoma or OK or something like that in their name, a lot of times it's just the opposite. They're not from here. And again, we talk about it all the time, whether it's a realtor or a roofer or whoever it is, do your research.
Well, the thing is you have a warranty, but how are you going to make it good if you can't find them?
That's exactly right.
I've had that. Anytime I've had a warranty issue, there's been a couple of them you've helped me with.
Sure.
But most of the time, it's a roofing company that we can't find to make it good. Now, luckily, you are someone who will do the research on it, and like you're helping us now. You didn't put this roof on, but you're going to bat for the client, client, to get a warrant, new shingles.
Yeah.
Now, when that works, how do you get paid to put the shingles on?
No.
Oh.
No. There's no, it's just strictly a service that we're doing for you. and again, the manufacturer of the shingles, that's another whole key is there are a lot of manufacturers that, I mean, it's, and I can't mention names, but there are just some out there that don't honor their warranties. And so.
Of course, you don't put on those shingles either, do you?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's
so there's exactly a reason right. why you yeah. use a brand.
That's exactly right.
Of shingle is because if for some reason, and they're going to be on the roof typically, sometimes you can tell right away.
Sure.
But
well,
Mark's yeah, a perfect we had this.
Example.
Yeah, we had this. Marissa's house with Robin's roof and put on the roof, and it just there was just granules that were falling off. And so
I went out to do a final inspection.
Yeah, you did. That's right. You came out to do a final inspection. And Larry said, this doesn't really quite look right.
Well, when I first went up on the ladder, I could see there were a few shingles that didn't. I mean, they looked like they were 20 years old. There were there were just tons of missing granules. So that caused me to look further into it.
Yeah.
And so we were able to get your roof replaced. And
right. So the process, we had the representative from the shingle company came out and
took photos. I had to pull a couple of shingles.
Right.
They have to send them in, have them tested.
Larry was right there with them.
Right.
And just took care of the process for us. It was fantastic.
Well, having a relationship with those reps from the manufacturers of the shingles that you're selling helps tremendously. And so we really try and nurture those relationships. And so when we call, they're pretty much Johnny on the spot to help us. So
well, and luckily you don't have to call all the time or very much, but when you do, it's important.
Yeah.
So if you see a lot, now they're going to lose a few granules.
Oh yeah.
But if you see enough to where you're going to have to start sweeping them up, you need to contact your roofer.
Yeah, because you've got some kind of a shingle issue. Either you've been hit with a hailstorm, or you could possibly have a defective shingle.
And sometimes it's a windstorm in Oklahoma to where it flips up those shingles and causes them to crack, and then the granules kind of fall and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you kind of an oddball question. I probably should have asked you this before I asked you the question.
Yeah, you're going to put me on the spot.
I am.
We're all excited about this. Yeah.
A lot of times you'll see the old three-tab shingles on that are flat. You know, and they're usually kind of a light gray color, and you'll see black streaks running down the roof.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Well, you probably get some different opinions, but in most cases, it's there are a lot of trees around that particular property, and it's algae.
Oh, and it's black?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
It turns, you know, the tar in the shingles is black, right?
Oh, right, right.
And so it just... For whatever reason, it bleeds through. There's a house. I drove by one the other day. It's the worst one I've ever seen. Mm. And it was like on a church. But, yeah, that's the best explanation I've gotten out of that.
Here's another oddball question. Has anyone ever asked you to paint shingles a different color?
No.
Can you do that?
I wouldn't.
Oh. Because, I mean, I sold a house out in Westport 66, and it had a light, very light gray shingle. It was architectural shingle, but it looked like a three-tab because of the color. Wow. And it didn't fit the house at all. It just made the house look so cheap. So I said, man. And the shingles were new. The guy thought they were beautiful. They were not beautiful. Beauty is in the eye of the holder, but only that one pair of eyes thought it was beautiful. But I thought, wonder if you can just paint shingles, because they're great shingles. They just needed to be painted a darker gray color to make that house look good. So, well.
And I'm pretty sure that would void any warranty you had from a manufacturer standpoint.
The ugly shingle was going to void the sale. Keep us from getting a sale on the shingle. So, from the ice storms, what are you? What could someone look for to know that they've got damage from an ice storm?
Well, they're gonna see some leakage depending on the design of their attic and their, you know, like my neighbor, he just happened to be up in the attic, putting up Christmas ornaments and stuff, so he saw something coming in around a vent pipe that never made it to the sheetrock or anything. So, and he's a builder, so he knew what to do. He just put a bucket under it.
that's always the thing you do, right?
But really, it, you know, you're just it. You're going to see a leak, you know, come through somewhere. If it's enough water coming through, but sometimes it's people in their attic just seeing moisture coming through.
Okay. So. And then it rolls and it leaks in a totally different place. Right. So we're going to return with more from Larry Robbins, because Larry is the man when it comes to roofing. So think of your questions. You can call us after the break.
Right here, Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We are here with Larry Robbins from Robbins Roofing, talking all things roofing. Every time Larry comes, I learn so much. There is so much that just comes out.
Well, we just don't have a roofing class in school, do we?
We really don't. It affects so much of our day-to-day lives.
Yeah. This is Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, and I'm Becky Ivins, and Mark Carr is my team member that joins me on the show, and Larry Robbins is the expert today.
It's time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing from a small repair to a complete replacement. Give Larry Robbins and his team a call at 728-3700. That's 728-3700. And Becky, what's our word of the day?
Well, roof algae.
Roof algae, of which we kind of talked about a few minutes ago.
Right, and roof algae is algae. Basically, is a non-flowering aquatic plant. It doesn't have roots or leaves, you know, like most plants have. But roof algae can develop in certain environments, just like you said. It thrives in humid atmospheres, and where heat and moisture combine, which could be a roof, right? And algae grow fastest in the shade, particularly like damp areas under large trees, yeah. Just like you said.
And that also, I think, ties into the importance of having proper ventilation. Mm-hmm. Because if you've got a structure that is covered by lots of trees and you don't have proper ventilation, you're going to be more suspect to algae growth.
You know what was really weird? You know, we bought an investment property in Florida, and there was no ventilation at all on this roof.
In Florida, where it's one of the most humid places on the planet.
Yes, yeah, so I researched it, and I had a hard time convincing me of this, but I did get hold of a really good roofer. And with the concrete tiles and the type of insulation that was in there, it is not a vented roof. Is that the weirdest thing ever?
Huh. The roof's concrete tile?
Yes.
No, that's not the strangest thing ever. Oh. I've never seen a concrete tile roof with any type of ventilation.
See, I didn't know that. I think I probably did call and talk to you about that and go, I want them to put in some vents. And, you know, the tiles were attached with a mastic thing instead of, it was screws. They have holes in them that mm-hmm. you screw in till you get to the top layer and there's nothing to screw to.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just put some kind of a thing, and the shingles were falling off the top of this roof.
Mm.
And somehow the property manager didn't see that falling piece of concrete as big a threat as I did to the people below.
Wow.
He said, oh, yeah, I can see where that might fall on their car, and then we would have a problem. I said, it could fall on their head, and we would have a bigger problem. We've got to get that fixed.
Yeah.
So we did.
Wow.
But there's different types of shingles and different types of ventilation. We should address the ventilation.
It's so, what word am I looking for? It's just not discussed enough, and people aren't educated enough on it. You know, you can still drive around town and see plastic bags over turbines, you know.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Okay, so I remember as a kid, we had one of the turbines on the on the thing and on the top of the roof, and we'd put I'd have to get up there as a teenager and put a plastic bag on the wintertime.
People think they're keeping the heat in, right?
Yeah.
But basically they're stopping the roof from ventilating.
Which is the moisture.
Which is the moisture out.
Right.
Okay.
The outflow.
Yeah.
And so wintertime or not, the roof still needs to breathe. It has to breathe. And so if you have your turbines covered, do whatever you got to do to get those things uncovered and let your roof breathe and let's keep that moisture out of there.
Are the decorative kind of those holes in the gable that, what are those called anyway?
Gable vents?
Yeah, the gable vents. And they seem to be put there for decoration. But do those actually have a
purpose? Yeah, I mean,
purpose?
they have a purpose. And they do allow your roof to breathe.
And they need kind of a wire behind or a screen behind them to keep the birds from coming in, right?
Yeah, yeah. We had a neighbor that we had to replace those in. And they were, I don't know, 15 years old, and they're not fun to work on.
Right.
But, yeah, you need a screen in there to keep animals out.
Yeah.
All kinds of critters.
Right. So on the ventilation, is there some formula? How do you know if your roof is ventilated enough or adequately?
Well, there is a formula. There's actually a guide that we get from the shingle manufacturers, and it's based on square footage of your attic space, not your home. As an example, one turbine ventilates up to 1,200 square feet of attic space.
But you can't just have the turbine. You got to have soffit vents,
too. You have
to
have inflow there. Uh-huh. That's the big key is you have to have inflow. If you don't have inflow and outflow, you don't have a proper ventilation system.
Let you and I get together and invent a soffit material that's better than what we have, because it's just basically the thinnest little piece of material ever that has vents built in. What do you say?
They already have it.
Oh, okay.
Somebody's a step ahead of us, Becky.
Okay.
Ventilation's such a huge part of having getting the life out of your roof that you should.
Can it be overventilated? Can you have?
That's a good question, Mark. I think that depends on who you ask, really. I don't believe personally that you can overventilate your roof, but there are probably some contractors out there that say, oh, yeah, you can have too much ventilation.
Well, overventilation could actually cause water intrusion if you have too much stuff.
Too much space. Yeah.
I don't think you want to put, a dozen turbines on a 1,000-square-foot house, that kind of thing, but
that's why, because I was driving past a house and it looked like there was 10 in a row of like just
those are
vents
the
vents on the top.
Off-ridge vents, square ones.
Mm-hmm. That were just on this house.
The houses that are ventilated with those are underventilated 99% of the time, because one of those little vents only ventilates 42 square feet.
Oh.
So like a house like yours, Becky, we would need like 750 vents to ventilate your house. So, yeah, that's you.
I was looking at I didn't like the look of it.
Yeah.
And, after conversations with you, I always start to notice things like that.
You look at roofs more,
yeah,
more
I do.
Now than you used to?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, I do. So now we talked about ventilation, but we also need to talk about underlayment.
Yes, underlayment, felt, basically.
Most people refer to it as felt.
And there's different weights of felt, right? Because I see that on bids a lot. What's the proper weight? Does it depend on the shingle?
There's not necessarily a proper weight. In the old days, before the new modern-day synthetic felt that we use, there was 15-pound and 30-pound. It was one or the other.
Does that mean per square it weighs that much?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and they're different thicknesses as well. 15's thinner, 30's thicker.
Right.
So on the steeper roofs, back in the day, on the steeper roofs, we would always use 30. On the lower pitched roofs, we would use 15 a lot of times. So
seems like that would be backwards to me. Like the steeper roof seems like the water would kind of flow easier off of it.
Yeah, well, the challenge with the 15 is that it tears easily.
Oh, right.
So walking on a steeper roof is more difficult for the roofers, so we would tend to use the 30.
Okay.
Been a long time since we've used either one of those because there's so many other options out there now, and it would take lots and lots and lots of shows to talk about them. But most contractors are using some type of a synthetic felt nowadays.
And that's attached with nails as well, or staples?
Staples or plastic caps.
Yeah, okay.
Same way. It's just it's more of a plastic, I guess, than a tar paper.
Right.
So, supposedly with all synthetics, if it's installed properly, you could have your house completely covered with underlayment, and it'd be watertight.
Huh.
Without shingles.
Yeah.
We don't risk that.
Don't recommend that.
Is it a must?
The wind would be an issue too, I think.
Yeah.
Do you have to have underlayment?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So if you don't have underlayment, the shingles are not going to do the job for you.
No. So you're going to have lots of issues.
And let's address decking just for a minute, because decking is one of those things to where the shingles attach to it. And used to, people would pay extra for the board decking that was solid as opposed to the OSB,
mm-hmm.
right? Or what is that?
Oriental strand board.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the manufacturers of the shingles have determined that laying shingles over 1x6, 1x8, 1x10, 1x12 is not a good thing. And as a roofing contractor who has dealt with this issue for 25 years, we're so thankful that they have determined that, because it really is an insufficient decking surface. So in 2015, there was a code enforcement put into place that providing your insurance carrier puts it in your policy for code upgrade coverage. We now do redecks over the top of houses that have 1x6 or 1x8.
How thick do you use over a redeck?
7/16. It's considered really? Half inch, but we use 7/16.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a lot of weight.
Yeah, it is a lot of weight. But as long as the house is built properly, the rafters are done good, we've had no issues with weight barrier.
Yeah.
So, but this goes back to the whole insurance, knowing your insurance policy, making sure you have code upgrade coverage in your policy. It's, from what I understand, it's just a couple of dollars more to have that, as long as your carrier offers it.
What I found out is that some companies don't offer that.
That's true. That is true.
Here's what I'm thankful about, is that I have Larry Robbins that I can call and go, Larry, help me. We're going to be talking about more when we come back on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We're here with Becky Ivins, team leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. I'm Mark Carr, team member, and we have Larry Robbins.
And I just love Larry's license number. It's like all these 0000000251. Yeah. So you've been in business a while.
Yeah, 25 years.
That's awesome. Larry, we promised we'd talk about a few things.
Mm-hmm.
So what else do you want to throw in there?
I think just the reminders that your roof's a very important part of your home. It protects everything in your home. The inspections are free. We don't charge anything for those, so it doesn't cost you anything to call and have your roof checked out. It's better to be on the safe side. And then you had mentioned earlier there are several good roofing contractors here in the metro area. You're the one we choose. Absolutely, and we're grateful for that. But if you happen to choose somebody else, just do your research on them. You know, make sure they're who they say they are, and make sure you're hiring a good one.
Yeah.
Other than that, do an annual sit down with your insurance agent and know what you're paying for, know what your policy is, know what your deductible is.
And keep your receipt when you get a new roof, because I had an insurance company call me day before yesterday asking me, did I have information about a roof that for a house we sold, because the client is claiming it's a hail resistant roof, impact resistant, and they needed something that would show us this. Well, when we listed the property, the roof was put on by the previous seller. It was only a 2-year-old roof, but our client didn't put on the roof, so we didn't know. And didn't have anything. I looked at the disclosure, and I said, this is the realtor's name that you should call, because they should know that, and they should be able to contact the previous seller to find out.
That's a very, very good point. Keeping your receipts, that's
impact
very important.
Impact resistant. There's a class 3 and a class 4. What's the difference?
Really, it's... That's a really difficult question. They both are hail resistant. One's a little less expensive. The class 3 is a little less expensive.
Is it not as pretty?
I guess that'd be a matter of opinion.
Do most people think it's not as pretty, so they go for the 4?
Have not heard that.
Okay.
So most of the time it comes down to budget, because it's usually an upgraded upgraded product. So But then the discounts to the with the insurance companies are a little bit different on a class 3 versus a class 4.
Okay.
But very, very popular. And more companies, I think, are really heading in that direction as far as having the two options of a class 3, class 4. Keep in mind, though, they're hail resistant. They're not hail proof. A lot of people get that confused.
Yeah.
We replaced a lot of class 4 roofs this year. So hail will still beat them up.
So the key to that, as far as insurance goes, is to know what your insurance company, because they all have a list of what shingles qualify for a discount. And
and
if you haven't done that, and have a conversation with Larry Robbins or your insurance company or both. Because some of those discounts are amazing.
Yeah, I think State Farm is 25 on a class 3 and 28, unless they've changed it. Things are always changing. But and then the other insurance carriers, it's different with all of them.
Yeah, so, and if this is new to you, you can contact our State Farm guy, our favorite, Brad Russell, State Farm. Just go to BeckyIvins.com and click on Becky's Favorites.
A little tab at the top of the page on the right-hand side. A class 3 shingle, as I look it up, when they test those shingles, they use a steel ball from a height of 17 feet. And on a class 3 shingle, it's 1 3/4-inch ball. And on a class 4, it's a 2-inch ball. So,
which isn't that much difference.
Isn't that much difference. And the velocity of hail is more than just dropping it typically. It comes with a little bit more velocity.
Yes.
But so it's not it's impact resistant, they say.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you do get a sizable discount on your insurance most of the time.
Yes.
On that. Mm-hmm. So, Larry, is your family safe? Everybody good?
Everybody's safe. Everybody's healthy. I've had many friends that have not been so fortunate. Just thoughts and prayers to everybody who's been affected by this virus.
Yeah. And I know, Mark, you've been through it.
Yes, we have been through it, and I'm on the other side of it and back to normal, feel great.
I think your kids went through it first, right? A couple of them?
I had one. Yeah, my college I have two college kids, and one of them, they share an apartment, and one of them got it and one of them didn't.
Weird.
Yeah. Crazy. Sharing the same apartment, and he was fine and all of that. And So,
so of course, you explained to them that the devil was stronger in one of them than the other.
I'll send them over to you. You can explain that to them.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. There you go.
Thanks, Becky.
Well, we appreciate you guys tuning in. I want you to know that next week we have Shelley Chappell from Clutter Free coming in, and she is going to help explain to you a simple way to organize as you start putting things away from the holidays and kind of organizing your life. Larry Robbins, 728-3700. We appreciate your being here.
Thank
Call
you,
us at any point at 722-3232. Stay tuned for Eunice Corey here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move.
News Radio 1000 KTOK.